It was open mic Friday, and I'd shown up with my saxophone case in one hand and a folded up poem in the other. Not that I needed a copy of the poem. Besides the other kids, I knew we'd have a living published poet in the audience, so I'd spent a week memorizing and rehearsing my poem in front of a mirror, if you can believe that. Even so, I still thought about maybe skipping the poem and just playing a piece on my sax. But there had been too much skipping this year for me already. I'd skipped participating in every other open mic Friday, and Mr. Ward had skipped over me in class whenever it was time to read aloud, which is why everybody thought I was 3 degrees below a moron. Not that I blame them. Even I used to think I was an idiot. Of course, now I know better. So does my English teacher. Mr. Ward and I had discussed my problem back in September. He'd agreed to keep my secret, although he thought I should share it with the class. As for me, I didn't think they'd understand, and I didn't want anybody treating me as if I was diseased or mentally ill. It seemed easier to let them think I was stupid so long as I knew I wasn't. But after last Friday, I realized Mr. Ward was right. It's only been a week and already I feel lighter. That's not the way I felt when he called my name, though. "Okay, Renard," he said. "You're on." All my second thoughts rushed forward, causing a traffic jam in my mind. But Gloria caught my eye. "Go on," she whispered.
"Do it, cuz," said Sterling.
"Yeah," said Wesley. "Show us what you got."
I nodded thanks and took a deep breath. I shoved the poem in my pocket, grabbed my sax, and went to the front of the room. Open mic. Dyslexia. By Renard Patterson. Onion skin, acid-free linen, 80% recycled fiber, the paper content doesn't much matter. My eyes see letters dancing backwards across whatever page they're printed on. The why is a mystery to me. Could it be I'm 1 gigabyte short? Or maybe I was born feet first? When the doctor smacked my bottom, did I laugh instead of cry? Do my thoughts trade places like letters on the slide? Such questions are enough to make you crazy if you're not. Dyslexia is a minor disturbance, nothing major once you learn your way around it, says the doc as if he's a radio jock announcing a fender bender. Steer clear of the wreck ahead. Try the Triborough for smoother traffic the next time you take your mind for a spin. Neurological distinction notwithstanding, something in me whispers freak. Every time I wriggle out of reading aloud or have to ask a stranger, "Excuse me, but what does that sign say?" Read me any way you choose, only please stop asking. What's his problem?